Good evening, everybody. Hello. Monday, April the 3rd, 2023. This is the Fakeologist Show, and this is show number 700. Yeah, I like the 700 Club. Hello, everybody. I do not have a guest tonight. I just thought I'd come on and go over the website one more time, like I do once a week or so, because Tuesdays is Uncle Vigilante, or I call him Uncle Epic. So far, so good for tomorrow's show. Wednesday, I might try and get a guest. Thursday is an ounce of salt per day, or Frank the Salt Guy. This is the only day I really have to go over the website. Maybe watch a few videos on my favorite video platform, FakeoTube, and just explain to everybody how the website works. New viewers. We had a big show yesterday. And when we go on a FakeoTube, we're going to see how many people are watching yesterday's show now. And we'll take some calls if you want to call in. 810-666-1984 in America, or 902-400-1984. And probably going to be taking a break at the end of April. Going to take some time off from the broadcast. Might do a few audio chats here and there, but it seems to me that we haven't had any downtime for a few years. Not that we do a show every single day, but I'm pretty sure we've done one every single week since COVID started. We're going to take a little bit of time off just to regroup, regenerate. Now, tonight, I am streaming on... Where am I streaming? Let's see. I am streaming on YouTube, Facebook. Now, this is the twist for today. On Facebook, I started a group called Fakeologist. Yeah, imagine that. Now, I didn't have the word Fakeologist on Facebook for the longest time because I thought I got deleted because of that, but probably wasn't because of that. It was probably just a post I made under one of my Facebook profiles from the past. And I got locked out of the group, out of the profile. And I had never did anything about it. So because I was streaming to a Facebook group I created about half a year ago called Unknown Causes, which nobody really goes to, and it's a private group, I was just playing around with it. I thought, that's a waste. So I'll just create a new group and call it Fakeologist. That's what I had done there. So if you are on Facebook and refuse to get yourself off of Facebook, then head on over to the group called Fakeologist. It's an open group. I'm not going to really monitor it. I just wanted a placeholder so anyone who typed Fakeologist could find it. If you're on Facebook, give it a whirl. Well, that's all I have to say about Facebook. I'm not going to put any energy into it, but because it's not my platform. But because I have the ability to stream to at least five different locations at once, figure I may as well use that one. Okay, what else? We are also on Twitter, which nobody seems to watch lives on Twitter. So that's a bit of a dud, but we're still there for now anyway. And where else are we? We are also on DLive. And DLive has usually one or two stragglers on there at a time. And we are also on Odyssey. You can type fake11.com/OD for Odyssey. You will find us there. I like Odyssey. Odyssey is good in that what does it do? Well, I'm not even sure if it takes the live and turns it into a video archive. I'm not even sure about that. I have to look on that. Maybe we can do that in a minute. But the main place we stream is FakeoTube. And I see we have a whopping one person on FakeoTube tonight. Why is that? I do not know. Sometimes I wonder if the thing is actually working. And it looks like it's working. So just let me load up the FakeoTube chat right now. It's a little sluggish. And then what I do is I go here, click this, and turn the mute off. And We'll go back to the FacoTube site. And we can look at a few videos tonight. And here is the FacoTube chat. Oh, Steve sent me something. Oh, I see. Steve said, happy 700. Congratulations. Thank you very much. So that's interesting. I think he updated the chat because it made a little noise when Steve typed in a message. So that's kind of new. Okay. So Steve, looks like Steve is in the chat and Canley Stubrick is in the chat. Okay. That's interesting. Every day FacoTube gets upgraded to some extent. So maybe now he's got it making noises. So that's interesting. So let me see if I can reply. Let's see if I type in Steve. Then it brings up a bunch of names. Let's see, Steve. Does it work? Steve83. And I'll say, hello, thanks. And I don't know what that'll make a noise. Okay, so that's new. All right. Yeah, 700 shows. Who would have thunk it? Don't forget, we have almost 1,300 shows on the audio chat. That's not just me. That's other people. And John Friend, we talked to yesterday on an afternoon show. It was mainly to accommodate Johnny Cerucci because he doesn't stay up at night. He prefers daytime. That's when he does his show. So we accommodated Johnny, no problem at all, on the only day we could do it. And that was a great show, by the way. I thought it was really good. I thought it was interesting that the two Johns had never met. I thought that was strange because of all the truthers out there, those guys are the most adamant in their position as to who runs the place. And I'm looking on FacoTube now. I have if you can believe FacoTube, if you can believe these numbers, it looks like there's 140 people watching the FAK 699. Is it the Jews or Jesuits show? That's pretty cool. That is really cool. Now, it says here, I don't know if this is right. It says there's 800 people on the FacoTube site right now. Oh, just dropped to 798. So that's a lot of bandwidth. And we do pay for bandwidth. That's why it's a value for value user supported system, because it could potentially go exponential and cost a ton of money. Well, that is why FacoTube accepts donations. Well, the whole platform accepts donations. But we really do need the donations, because FacoTube can cost about $200 to $300 US a month. And I only put my videos up, the ones I think are worth watching. I'm the main channel on FacoTube. There are other channels. Rachel has a channel. And Uncle Epic has a channel. But that's about it. The only reason I did that is I didn't want a million videos uploaded that were marginal to my message, because it's pretty hard to sort out what's good and what's bad. I didn't want to dilute it with other people's opinions. So that's really why I've done it. And I'm still really happy with FacoTube. I've had it for a couple of years. It gets way more views than my blog, which is fakeologist.com/blog. I think it's just because of the TikTok generation. They're not reading anything. Even though I don't write a whole lot on FacoTube or on Fakeologist blog, mainly because I know people don't read. So most of the time I just put up my videos from FacoTube. And because the blog has quite a few followers, that's how I route people to FacoTube. Otherwise, people don't consider FacoTube a destination. You see how that works? So they kind of work hand in hand. So the blog is really for links and short messages and texts and highlighting different blogs. But overall, the main reason Fakeologist blog exists is to drive traffic to FacoTube. Well, there you have it. That's That's why I've got it running in parallel. This is the main site, fakeologist.com, which you can search, by the way. You can search for just about anything. But here are the links to the live show, the audio chat, the blog, the forums, which I have put quite a bit of time into as well. The streams, those are the live streams, like now. The podcast, these are the archives. And, of course, good old FakeoTube. And also, here's our IP address. If you ever have to go directly to our IP, well, you still can. You can just type it in without typing in fakeologist.com. And that brings you onto the site. Not exactly the front page, but it will get you where you need to be. Now, let me just see here. Let me just go to Let me go to the Facebook group and see if we're actually streaming over there. I have a funny feeling we're not, but I think I set the page up right now. I think it's okay. Let's see. Is it even running? Yeah, it is running. Okay, so it is on the Fakeologist group page. Fakeologist group page. So there you go. So go over to, if you're on Facebook, get over there and take a look. Yeah, the Fakeologist group. Okay, that's on Facebook. So that's working. Good. All right. And don't forget, we don't have any video archives on YouTube. I just use it for the people that are always on YouTube. So they should theoretically get a notification. And the YouTube page is always fake11.com/YouTube, no matter which page they've deleted. If you just go to that forever evergreen link, fake11.com/YouTube, you will get that page all the time. Now, if you go to the blog, I should have a link to all the short codes. So if you go to the top, it says fake11 short codes. So this is a handy set of codes that you should look at. And I don't even have the video links on there. Well, I have Odyssey. So for instance, if you click on this, fake11.com/OD, you should go to our Odyssey channel and you can see that the show is streaming live and there's one person watching. That's on Odyssey. And if you like Odyssey as much as I do, that might be a wise place to subscribe. It says I have 93 followers. Woohoo! That's pretty cool. And Odyssey has some kind of currency, as you can see up at the top. I have 23, whatever you call them, at Odyssey. I think this crypto here may get them into trouble in the future, I've heard, but I'm not sure. So that's our Odyssey channel. And let's see. Looks like we have Skate and Destroy in the chat. Hello, Kate Emma in the chat. Why don't I go to my email? Ima@fakeologist.com. Here's an email I just got from Vince. Hi, here's my introduction. And I think he clicked a link on my Fakeologist blog page to create a login. I think I'm going to create a login for him, but I think he thinks I'm Mr. E. So let me read this and see if you agree with me. It says, here's my introduction. Hi, I believe it was you I watched on YouTube in the height of the pandemic and was astonished at your work and research. I believed it immediately. I ordered Deanna Loper's book on Kabbalism, you mentioned, and the commentary on Revelation by Beale Campbell, which remains on my bookshelf, still unread. However, I laughed considerably listening to your musical talent playing guitar set with parody. Loved it. It has been quite some time since I have seen any of your work and was thrilled to watch Seven Grains of Salt discussing your work just tonight before your live show. I have no clue how to activate to be part of it. I am a senior citizen with a very fixed budget, and I believe in your work and trust your judgment highly. I am poor at navigating technology, but will do my best. God bless you, brother in Christ. Thank you, Vince. Yeah, I think that was for Mr. E. So I forwarded that to Mr. E. Mr. E's email is MrEHistory@yahoo.com. MrEHistory@yahoo.com. But now he makes me wonder, let me go to 7 Grains of Salt, actually. I'm going to bring up her video and see what, I'm going to see what he was talking about. I like 7 Grains of Salt. I think she's in Finland. So if he said he just watched that. Okay, we're going to watch that. We'll watch this together. So I think 7 Grains of Salt, who I do like.
All right, good morning. Yes, we're back looking at distorted reality.
I think she is going to talk about Mr. E.
Because that's exactly what's all around us. It's not what we think at all. You know, Mr. E, his new name, Apocalypse Watchman by Mr. E, you can find him on BitChute, and please take a look, because he is just like all of us. We want to know the truth. And many people cannot handle the truth. This is hard for a lot of people. I can't even bring this subject up with my family, but yeah, dude looks like a lady, right? Okay. He goes over all of these people. I'll show you a few characters, you know, like Whitney Houston, Shania Twain, Mariah Carey, and even a lot of other women in the women's health magazines. Yeah, he'll explain them in detail exactly why they are not who they present themselves to be. Now, I wanted to see if I could find something on Brooke Shields, but I couldn't find anything from him. So I'm just going to keep this simple and show you a few pictures that I found along the way and why I think, yeah, it's not exactly what we thought it was. It's MTF, right? Maybe you aren't looking at this one closely. Maybe you don't see it. But if you look and you listen to Mr. E, oh my goodness.
Oh, look at those shoulders. Clearly,
especially in the picture on the left, no woman has those kind of arms.
Wow.
Sometimes it's easy to see these things, and sometimes it's not. For me, it's very difficult, especially when my computer's not wanting to follow. But yeah, you can see it in the face. You can see it in the arms. And you know what, Brooke? She kind of looks a lot like Caitlyn Jenner. What do you think? I'm just saying, are you seeing what I mean? I mean, maybe you see it there. Maybe you'll see it in this next picture. I don't know. But I can tell that Brooke, yeah, enough said. We know. But also, I noticed this picture. Now, I was just looking for pictures, you know, on my own, and maybe I've been wrong about the letter M. Maybe, you know, the Freemason sign. Maybe it's been men all along. Maybe that's what it stands for. Maybe that's who always has to have these hand signs. You know, just maybe. But hey, what do I know? Let's take a listen at one little clip of Mr. E's.
I think she's a man. I swear to you. And then I looked at the face and there was something about...
Bone structure.
It's the bones,
it's
you
the
think?
It's the bones, yes.
Fine, great bones. Fine, bones, fine yes. Bone structure.
That's right. It's in the bones. Well, Mr. E knows and explains it so much better, but we know all of these people in Hollywood, they've already gotten their prizes, right? We can see that. And many people, though, lusted after these MTFs in the past. And yeah, look at that. Even she poses with the M hand sign. I'm just saying. Look, please watch, listen. He had a great video there along with Fakeology. It was about 2 hours long plus.
Hey, there's a plug.
And they even go over several other people like Sandra Bullock. And, you know, you can see it in her arms. And even, yes, our famous Sanna Marin, you know, talking about Premarin. Very, very interesting. He goes over so much. And all I can say is, yes, I've looked into Sanna myself because of her head. I knew right away something was off about her. Little did I understand exactly that she was an MTF, but I always thought there was more to it. I knew she was in the club. Look, She is our coolest prime minister. We'll see if she ends up being again on Monday. I'll go over the news and so much more. Yes, there's so
much. I think she lost.
I know. With even the Pope being sick and being put into the hospital. But yeah, he goes over, you know, Macron's old wife. Another one. Look, it's not a shock to all of us, but we see and understand. And yeah, is this possible? You know, Trump's wife? Yeah, I think so. I don't need to tell you guys, but there you have a couple of them. And so do you think the others out there are? Yeah, it's a very good possibility. They probably wouldn't even allow it unless they were. Look, this is our distorted reality that we live in. That's all I can say. And since we're on the topic of Macron and he mentioned how he was with, there you have it, Yuval, who wrote the book, you know, Homo Deus, trying to be like God, God powers. Oh, they'll never be. But we know who he is, right? I even touched on it briefly in my Jesus is Fake News with all the others who are there at the World Economic Forum, or WEF, as we also call it. You can watch it. Look, I know who he is. And when I hear them talking about international order or rules-based order, we know what they're after. Just like even, yes, they mentioned brand. Look, thank you for discussing that. All I can say is, and thank you for all that commented below and saying that he was also very good buddies with Yuval. Harari, yeah. But we knew who he was. And mentioning the tattoos, I appreciate that, because he's hidden that one tattoo quite a lot, you know, with that wristband. But we can see. Let me make it larger for you. There you go. The big old number 33. He's in the club. We know it. I mean,
oh yeah,
he's new age. I don't think I need to tell you guys.
New age Pied Piper.
For me. And I just hope and really pray that all these people, they've been deceived. And I just hope they realize who truly they are one with. And I believe they know. But it's sad to see. All we can do is pray. Only God sees their hearts and understands exactly what is going on in there. That's all I can do is hope and pray. And remind you, if I do get the channel taken down for something I said now, even today, you know I'm going to be on my fourth. I just keep going. I also have BitChute as well. All right, that's it. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you guys here on Monday. Till next time.
There to you. And then I looked at the face and there was something about
bone structure.
It's the bones,
it's
you
the
think?
Bones, yes.
Fine, great bones. Fine secret, bones, fine yes. Bone structure.
All right, that I like her a lot. Seven Grains of Salt. She is fantastic. She's an American in Finland. And I do like her work. And thank you for the shout out. Isn't that cool? She put a shout out to me at the Fakeologist show. And that was show 690, only 10 shows ago, but that was March 15th. In 2 weeks, Mr. E will be back. We have him monthly. Let's just read some of the comments here. Sort by newest. You're right, no maybe. MTF, the truth is for decades. They have been around mail. Oh, that's hard to read. Very clear to me. Thank you so much. She got a strike for my shooting video. Okay. So she's already been struck down for today. Wow. It says here, where's her other channel? See, this is the problem, guys, when you are on YouTube. You just get struck down for nothing. So she's already over here. Oh, I see. So She's this is her backup channel. So here's her explanation.
All right, good morning. Yes, we're on the fourth channel, and I'm sure you can kind of guess the reason why. Yeah, we got a strike on the video. What video, you might be asking? Well, this one here, I won't say anything more about it other than that I might have said a bit too much. I uploaded it already into BitChute, but you know how YouTube is. You can't say certain words. You can't show certain videos or pictures. They're very, very strict. I've gotten so many strikes, I've lost two channels saying too much. But I'm going to keep making lemonade out of lemons. That's what I do. And I'll be on this channel for probably a couple weeks easily. But let's just keep moving forward. That's all I can do, right? All right, God bless. Take care. A quick one coming right up next. Till next time.
Let's see. She's on YouTube as well.
We're back, and we're looking quickly at the Nashville school shooting. Look, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I wasn't planning on having this video, but when I saw this, just a couple clips, I went to go look. I just couldn't help but cover this because I know that so many will be deceived by everything that's going on and have been. So they're pulling at our heartstrings again, another shooting inside a school. And they're showing all these children leaving the school. You can take a look for yourself. That's a Covenant school shooting. It took them 14 minutes to secure the school, they said. You know they can find you within, I think, even less. I remember asking a police officer this. I remember them saying they could find you within 7 minutes. Just saying. But anyway, yeah, even in this one video clip, I noticed 8 and 8. You know, it makes you...
All right, let me just read the chat here. Okay, FakoTube is buffering tonight. Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know what the hell. Okay, that's interesting. Kate Emma went to Odyssey. Okay. Well, let me know if it's still buffering on FakoTube. That is annoying to me. And I'm sorry about that. But yeah, just give me a quick heads up and a report if you're all having problems. But you know what? In the end, as long as you can watch the show somewhere, I'm happy if you find us working on YouTube or Odyssey or DLive or Facebook. That is the whole point, but the archive will be on FakoTube. But if you're having trouble wherever you are, for sure, just use whatever platform. But FakoTube should be working. Come back to FakoTube for the chat, though. You can do that. You can have both. I don't look at the Odyssey chat. Looks like there's two people over on Odyssey. Is there a chat over here? Okay, I see. So there's a few guys over on Odyssey. Okay. Interesting. Okay, let's just watch a little more of Seven Grains here.
What do you think? But yeah, absolutely. Of course, they're going to push more gun laws and talk about mental illness, right? And the 88, you know, it goes back to the Back to the Future movie, how they love showing that number, right? All right, I know everyone is aware of that. So what else did I notice? So it was at the Covenant School, 3 children and 3 staff members were shot. 3 and 3, I'm just saying. And 3 of the young children were age 9. So 999. And then all the staff were 60. 61, 60. 61. Interesting. I'm just saying. And it happened at what time? At 10:13. Of course it did. AM. So AM also equals 13, by the way. So 113. All right. They already named her Audrey. Audrey Hale. At birth, she was female, but oh, goes by the pronouns of he and him right now. All right. Why didn't they just say it's a male or female? Look, that's just keep it simple, honestly. But sure, this is a tranny. Oh, but she was very nice and very religious. She attended the school, apparently, even. Okay. A lot of interesting things. They even shared her picture. Look, it's sad. It's very sad to see that people have mental illness. But what other things are they showing?
Now, this is on BitChute. So what I'm going to show you guys how to post on Fakeologist forums. And what I'm going to do is post this video on the proper forum. So if you go to the forums and go to my new category called Integrated Capstone Events, Active Shooter Events, go here. And the shooters, the video, or the forum rather, the topic rather, is 33 at 33 Burton in Nashville. It's not a really good title, I know, but that's what just I thought of at the beginning. So here's the thread. This is a pretty large thread, by the way. And I noticed one of the videos already got taken down, and that's why you see this placeholder here. But if you want to go right to the end, or not go to the end, you can just click on post reply. So if you put a link to so I'm going to paste a link to this BitChute. Now I only have one requirement of BitChute. You can place the link, but you have to do it twice. And one of the The second time you do it, click on this link icon and then paste the link in again. Why? Because what happens is with BitChute, if you don't put the link underneath, you just get an embedded video, which is fine for most people. But if you want to see more of where this video came from, you can't click anywhere on the BitChute embedded video to find it. It's just a fault of BitChute. So what I do, because we typed it in twice and the second time we put it within the link icon or code, then we have the link to the actual video so you can go to the channel. So that's all I ask with BitChute. Every other video URL works fine. It's just BitChute as far as I know. So there we go. So we just submit that and there you go. And there you have another post, and this has created a very good thread. And this is why I prefer using old-fashioned forums to the Discord or the Telegram, because anyone and everyone can easily find this set of topics. And you can see that people from all over the place can get to this. They don't have to be logged in. And we have quite a few views of this particular thread. And thanks to Rachel, who's an administrator, moderator at the forum, she has moved some of the old integrated capstone events into this grouping, into this forum. This is a forum. These are the topics. And we even have one by PTL Media. He's done the Las Vegas event. So he put a post in today or a couple days ago. And, okay, he put an Odyssey link. That's interesting. So Odyssey doesn't put an embed the same way. Okay. So PTL actually put this up. So good for PTL. So he's on Odyssey as well. I think I put this video up before. I've seen this video, but maybe he did something about this. Oh, it's 40 minutes. Okay. So a little Star Wars graphic motif here. Okay, so I haven't watched that video. So now I'll add it to the list of things to watch. So everyone needs to take a look at that. And what is that called? I'll download that one myself. Okay, pretty cool. So that is the kind of thing that we do on the forums. And where are the forums? I think I didn't click a new link here. Hold on a sec. We'll go back to the forums. Integrated capstone shooter events. So, right. So here we are here. And this is another good one. Sophia Smallstorm. And Eric Holder video. I think I played that one with Tim Osman the other day. We played that. Okay. Yeah, so these are the forums. Make sure you check these out. It takes a separate login for the forums, but we've got quite a few people that are using them now. We have 11 people online now. Oh, they're all bots. Okay. We've had quite a few people register and contribute there. So those are the forums. Check them out. And what else? Let me look at the chat here. Okay. It looks like it's the same old nobody... No other comments here. Let me just refresh that, see if that works. Okay, click here. Okay, so it did kind of crap out here. Okay, Steve says it's working better now. Okay, Canley Stubrick says his iPad blacked out. Okay, yeah, I see, Steve. You sent me a private chat. That's why it made the ringing noise. I gotcha. Okay. Well, it's not private when I'm watching on here. That's funny. Okay, so there's three people on Odyssey. Okay, what else we got? I posted quite a few videos on FakoTube in the last little bit, by the way. Here's a quick video. It's a minute long. I remember this guy the other day. This is from the 70s or 80s, I think. He's talking about Agenda 2030. I can't remember. It's from 1994. But this goes along with the Wilding Project, the Wildlands Project for Agenda 21. 30% of all countries will be wild by 2030, 50% by 2050. So here's the plan.
We must convert at least 50% of the land area of North America to wilderness, off limits to human beings. Those core wilderness areas are to be interconnected by wilderness corridors, off limits to human beings. Those wilderness areas are to be surrounded by buffer zones that may have limited resource use under the supervision and permitting of the federal government in collaboration with non-government organizations. Human population is to be resettled into the remaining 25% of the land into communities that are described as sustainable communities.
All right. Yeah. So there you go. Sustainable. All that's been talked about for a long, 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 long time, as you know. Okay. What else we got here? Let me check. Go back to my email box. So that was a good one by who said that? Vince. Thank you, Vince. So let's just make sure. I got another email from... Who did I get it from? Let's check it out. I got an email from Michael. Michael in Chicago. He says, the podcasts are great. I'm not an auto hoaxer, but it's interesting to hear your perspective. Keep up the good work. Oh, we'll make you one yet. And previously he said, listening to some of your older shows, they're great, absolutely hilarious when you call the prime minister crime minister. I actually say crime sinister. Crime sinister. Love it. Quaxine is also hilarious. I'm totally anti-COVID from day one. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, I appreciate that. So I'll archive that one. But if you want to, he's obviously answering the call out to come send me an email to let me know that he listens to the show. And my email is ima@fakeologist.com. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Michael from Chicago. And I have another email from Lynn Ertel. Lynn Ertel is in Maryland. We talked to her. A lot of people love Lynn. And I don't know if she listens to the show live. I know she comments on Facebook. She replies to our Facebook video all the time. And I don't usually go to Facebook, so I miss many of her comments, which is no good. Maybe I could, maybe we'll look at the comments here. Let's see. We have the group Unknown Causes, I think. Let's see, Unknown Causes. So Lynn is usually replying to my videos. Okay, Lynn is showing us her latest t-shirt, COVID hoax, and Big Pharma Medisaya. Way to go, Lynn. She's been an activist for a long time. Any comments here? No. Oh, here we go. So she made a comment from Frank the Salt Guy show 4 days ago. And She puts a link to Caesar's Messiah, which is Joseph Atwell. We've messaged him. And what else? Okay, she made a comment on the show with Tim Osman. And she says, so he considers the mRNA shots to be harmless, but he won't take them himself. Uh-huh. Even though they are completely different from even the traditional hair of the dog that bit you commercial vaccines. And what about the cocktail of traditional vaccines they routinely pump into newborns, infants, and toddlers? We must be imagining the mushrooming stats for autism, allergies, and childhood immune disorders. Okay. You should have him discuss this with your daughter that needs to test her blood sugar levels every day and take insulin. Maybe he can also explain why you're allergic to eggs. Aren't I just a royal pain in the neck? On the other hand, I'm very glad that you and IPR can agree to disagree in a mature adult manner of discourse. It sets a good example for your listeners. It sets a precedent for making independent choices and thinking critically about difficult questions. You both get my respect for that. Well, thank you, Lynn. You see, if I don't go to the Facebook, I would have missed that. But I wish Lynn could log into FacoTube and leave a chat there. I'd appreciate that because we know that Facebook can delete stuff and does delete stuff. She also commented on my video with Uncle Vigilante. And she is not, well, she's not buying into the crypto, including Epic Cash. And then she puts a video to New Canadian Order barrels down on live streamers. What's this? Oh, guess what? Video is private. So there you go. That's why you shouldn't bother linking to certain videos because they get shut down. Okay, so that she's the main person to comment on Facebook. Here's one more. This was, what show was this one? Is this Mr. E? Let's see here. I see Harmon's calling.
Hold time, 10 seconds.
This was, what show was this one?
Hi, Harmon. Hey, Harmon.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. You?
All right, I'm doing good. I heard you talking a little bit about the shots. I don't know what your subject is. I just now get to turn on.
Oh, but, well, we're just reviewing all, we're going all over the place. We're just.
Well, I heard you talking about this. Shots. You had that one doctor, Canadian doctor, because there's one thing you won't get from mainstream media or big pharma. You won't never get a test against vaccinated and vaccinated. That test has never been done. I don't know if you know that or not officially.
Well, are you talking about children or adults?
Just from say from age 1 to age 20.
Well, that actually was done by Dr. Paul.
Oh, is it Dr. Paul, a Canadian doctor?
No, he's from Oregon, but he definitely did that test. He definitely.
Yeah, but it's not official as far as mainstream care concerned.
Well, he's been ghosted and disqualified. He's definitely been ignored, but definitely check out, what's his last name? Dr. Paul. Well, the show is called Dr. Paul. What's his last name, for God's sake?
Was it the one that, because I thought this one was from Canada or something. He did his patients for 20 years.
Yeah, it's
Dr.
Paul.
He did 1,000 that were, is it him?
Dr. Paul Thomas. Dr. Paul Thomas.
Because I want to find that and try to, I can't get my people to watch it anyway, but, you know, and my son right now, he's pregnant with his first child. They're pregnant with his first child. And they basically kicked me out Christmas, you know, because of stuff.
What?
Like, yeah, just because I won't get vaccinated.
Oh, of course. That's terrible.
So, well, it happens. It's happened to a lot of people. I'm no problem with that. But then he's telling his mom, we're not married or nothing anymore. We've divorced about 10 years. But he tells his mom, oh, my dad won't call and give me any advice. Well, anything I tell him is going to be like, stick it in your ear, Dad, you know, because I would tell him, don't get the vaccines. At least listen to this first. You know, I can't even get them to read the side effects. I can't even get them to read that.
Yeah. Well, these people don't want to know. You can't save them, but it must be difficult because it's your son. But yeah, it's Dr. Paul Thomas. I'll put that as show note number one since I don't have any show notes for tonight. But Dr. Okay. Paul Thomas, he did the study, and it just confirms what we already know. It's very obvious that it's...
Yeah, I know that, but I'm so glad he did a test. I thought it was a guy in Canada, but it's from Oregon, Dr. Paul Thomas.
Yep.
He did a 20-year one, and zero autism on the non-vaccinated. Zero.
Yeah. And
did you remember that?
Of course. Not, well, okay. It's... Autism is, let's call it what it is. It's paralysis of the nervous system at the brainstem. That's what it is. And who is the one?
Vaccine injury.
Yeah, but what specifically is it? It's what I just said. It's end vascular ischemia of the cranial nerves. And who said that? Dr. Andrew Molden. Have you ever looked at his videos?
No, I haven't.
Okay, go to FACOTube and go to the right side, as I'm showing here now. Click on Andrew Molden. Tolerance loss.
What right side?
The left
I'm
side.
I'm on FACOTube.
They go to the left side?
It says FACOTube show.
Go to the top left. Sorry, you should see the three lines. The hamburger on the top left. That's always the menu. You go to the bottom. Okay. You should see... Click on vaccine and you click on that, it'll reveal Andrew Molden. You see that?
Yeah, I see vaccine.
And click on that.
Andrew Molden. Yeah.
Click on Andrew Molden. You'll get this page. And they're not the easiest audios to understand or hear because the audio's not great, but he really laid it out back in 2009. And what it is end vascular ischemia. And that's what the aluminum hydroxide causes. And they're basically micro strokes, not mini strokes. Micro is in the smallest strokes where just tiny areas of the body get starved of oxygen due to the white blood cells trying to eliminate or capture the aluminum. And then it starves the area for oxygen and all the microest capillaries of the body, including the eyes, the fingertips, the pancreas, and the brainstem from which emanates the 12 cranial nerves. So when they lose oxygen, then they get short-circuited. And those cranial nerves control all the parts of your face and all your senses. So for instance, if the sense of touch is somehow disturbed because the cranial nerve is short-circuiting, then the child will not have a proper sense of touch, which could include the fact that the body will get false messages that there's extreme pain. For instance, they feel like their feet are on fire, so they start walking around on their toes, that kind of thing. And they describe it as autistic behavior, as in they have a mental disability. But it's actually because they're one of their six senses are sending back false messages to their brain. So that's how you would react. If your body was telling you your feet were on fire, you'd probably walk around on your toes too.
You're burning all the time.
Well, in that case, or the sense of spinning, the sense of balance is altered because the nerve is damaged that sends messages to the brain. So you might think you're spinning when you're not even moving. But because you're getting a short circuit, I mean, I my particular car, I have a very high tech car, and it's a hybrid. And when the 12 volt battery on the hybrid starts to go low, the car starts going crazy. It starts doing all kinds of crazy things that the computer doesn't report properly. And most people go nuts trying to figure out what the problem is. It's almost always the battery going low. So in other words...
Same problem with my boat. My boat's connected to such a computer that battery just goes a little bit low. All of a sudden, you're getting all these stupid readings.
Right. So it's sort of a similar thing where if your computer is getting poor messaging back, as in your brain, And you start doing all kinds of things that most people will look at you and call you crazy. So this is really what he discusses. This is really worth looking at or listening to. And the first volume, it says here, is 3,300 views. But most of these videos are not getting enough views. So people need to really go and check out Dr. Andrew Moulton.
And you say it's from 2009.
Yes.
2009.
And he disappeared, I think, shortly after these videos. Because,
just like Gary Mullen.
Right. He was on the right track, guaranteed. So that'll be show note number two. So definitely check him out. Listen to the audios. Watch it. And it's really interesting. If you listen closely, he gives all the tips. I think this is a clip. This is a clip I made here.
Everything is traffic jam, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, but these pipes have to close as part of healing, and they close down. And then because there are still roads there coming off, and cars are going down here in the area, and the blood is creating electromagnetic fields because it's moving charged particles through the blood. These fields provide like the Hansel and Gretel sort of breadcrumbs to tell these guys, as they finish this first phase of healing, to grow back up in the area and finish the job and regrow and revascularize the areas. Wow. Finishing healing.
Yeah.
But when you overstimulate it by a very virulent infectious disease or by repeat vaccinations or by immunological intolerance, then all of a sudden, all of them close down. And then where's the Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb line to go bring it back to the area? You're stuck. And that's what we've done with these damn vaccines. These vessels will not grow back to this area, and all these cables remain broken in the brain. But it's not just the brain, it's the pancreas, because the Langerhans cells in the pancreas are in an end vascular territory. So when you have foreign things there, don't belong there, it's constantly calling the immune system in the area, and the white blood cells, which respond to anything from bacteria in your face for acne to splinters in your hand to infectious diseases. The white blood cells are monsters. They're like 10 to 12 microns in diameter, which is like, you know, here's a small capillary. Red blood cells are bigger, squeezed through a single file.
White blood cells
respond to all infectious diseases. Yeah,
they're the bigger ones.
They're called neutrophils. And
so what he's saying is the white blood cell is 12 times the size of the red blood cell, which carries the oxygen to the area. And if those areas are poisoned, then the white blood cells will end up blocking the red blood cells and cause all kinds of end vascular ischemia, which will kill the organ, including the pancreas, which has the islets of Langerhans. And once they're killed, they'll never produce insulin again. So he's one of the, I mean, you have to listen closely because it's not a great audio, but when I heard that, I thought, yeah, that's it. That explains it. What else do you need to know? I mean,
nothing. It's like, it's 100% vaccine induced.
Yeah.
It's just, it is. There's no other way. I mean, I told my family that, you know, when they're doing my first two grandkids, and they're going, oh no, they just didn't know a name for it back in the, 1,000 years ago or 100 years. Everybody was like that. They just didn't know the name of it. I go, oh. So that's how they go. They just didn't know what to call it.
Well, listen, think of the list of diseases with no known cause. And when they run out of, when they need to give a reason for a disease that they really have no idea, they call it genetic. That's the other, that's your other trick. You just got it from, it's just passed down from your family. Yeah. So it's just genetic. So that's another way to just throw up a smoke screen that they know damn well what causes all these unknown causes. It's all the same. It's just all poisoning. And Dr. Andrew Moulton actually gives the mechanism. So what happens when you're poisoned? Why is some poison more deadly than others? If you get continuous poisoning and then the body just cannot get the poison out, or there's too much poisoning, so the vascular tissue doesn't grow back because it's just too much poison, then that area of the body just starts to die. And I guess
the latest I heard is they're trying to vaccine in the womb.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's the last one I heard. There, like when it's like 8 months or 7 months, they're trying to give a vaccine within the womb. I didn't understand that one.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like vaccinating your food. That's another thing. I don't really understand. But the main poisoning, it has to be injected. So even when they talk about vaccinating your food, well, you eat the food.
Yeah, and I don't think that'll work. Well, it's not going to hurt good.
It's not the same. Your body has a defense system, is part of your gut. So I think your body will probably be able to tolerate that in a way. But once it goes bypassing all the body's normal systems and is injected directly, I think your body is pretty helpless at that point. There's not a hell of a lot it can do, because you've basically broken through the castle wall, and the enemy's running loose inside. So it's a much more dangerous situation there.
I really like Dr. Tom Cowan a lot on the newer stuff. Not about autism, of course.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't mind Dr. Cowan, but my main beef with him is he won't get a microphone. So he's really annoying to listen to. No, it's hard to listen to.
He's an old man. Well, you said this other guy's hard to listen to, but worth it.
Well, this is not an official vid. That was just an off-the-cuff discussion. You see, I really listened closely. This was someone just holding up their old phone to record him. Now, Dr. Andrew Molden has some official videos that he puts up that are a little easier to listen to.
Do you really have a hard time with Cowan?
Well, for the most part, he didn't have a good mic. I think recently he got one, but sometimes he doesn't use it, or he doesn't know how to hook it up properly. So here's Tolerance Lost.
I love him. I just think he's so down to earth.
This DVD, as you know, has been designed to describe in physiology across multiple areas of medicine how the brain and the body has been damaged by the processes that lead to what we now consider a type of stroke in the body, when small end blood vessels are temporarily and sometimes permanently blocked off when the blood starts to sludge. Blood will sludge in small blood.
That's Dr. Molden. He's basically outlining what I just said. So everyone, you got to watch this. I'm giving you the best truth here.
I'm going to watch it today.
And 3 years later, we're still talking about this, which is crazy. But the answer is there. And this guy has got to be one of the very few people in the whole wide world that has given the information.
And he's missing. He's gone. He can't find you.
He's gone. You got it.
You remember the one in 2016 or 17? He was some CDC. He was a military doctor, black guy. They found him suicidal in the lake in Georgia.
Not really, no.
You don't remember that one? They killed three of them that year, and they were all by suicide. One there, one in Florida, and I can't remember what the third one is. If you just typed in CDC doctor found suicide in 2017.
Yeah,
and it's a black guy. He'll come right up, and it shows you. And he committed suicide, but he had left a note to his girlfriend saying, nice, "Hey, I'm not doing it." And he's trying to tell out, "Hey, this vaccine for the flu they're coming out with, it's bad and it's tainted." That's what he was coming out telling. And he didn't last 2 days, and he was gone.
Interesting.
I didn't know if you remembered that.
No, send me a link. I just reset the counters on FakoTube. I think they were going nuts. I think we are getting quite a few extra views on FakoTube these days, so it may be causing a stress and a strain on the system. But I think we're one of the busiest video platforms that use this particular software. So shout out to the guy who's trying to keep it going here. I think
if I find it right quick before we get offline, I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, put it in the chat here. Kate Emma says the latest way of passing the buck is to blame epigenetics, as if it's the mother's fault. What's the difference between epigenetics and genetics? Let's do a quick search on that. Epigenetics is, I guess, epidemiology. So it's more nonsense. Is an emerging area of scientific research that shows how environmental influences children's experiences actually express the or affect the expression of their genes. So that's just another layer of deception, if you ask me. Okay.
So, I'm sure it is. So it's just a word. Like, they got to give it a word.
Well, they're giving it a whole explanation here. So it's just layers of deception when we know it's just straight up poisoning. At least we do. So there you go. That's epigenetics. Thank you, Kate Emma, on that. And
here he is. Missing CDC workers' death right here on CNN.
Yeah. Do you think it's a real story?
Oh, that one was. He was. It was. Yeah. It looked pretty real.
But how do we know? It's CNN reporting. This is the fakeologist show.
But they weren't the first to report it. It's like they had to cover up on him because they're the ones that said it was suicide. Before that, it wasn't suicide. So their cover story was it was a suicide. In the middle of February, he goes out to a pond behind his house and drowns himself.
Yeah, well, it might be a little frozen, huh?
It just doesn't happen. So yeah. That was the cover. See, CNN's the cover story. His name was CDC worker, emergency nearly 2 months. His body was found in a river in Atlanta, died by suicide by drowning in Fulton County. Timothy Cunningham, 35, was last seen February 12th.
Well, just like the dead doctors in Toronto, I don't buy into those stories either. So well, I think it's
this,
just
this
more...
Guy was,
I know, but I just think I'm just throwing water on the fire there because I just think that most of these stories are fake. But you never know.
No,
I go with fake first. But here it is. Here I'll put a link to it. Yeah, it actually looks like a sim.
Government scientists. Timothy Cunningham is an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kind of looks like
Atlanta,
a sim
Georgia.
There.
He disappeared more than 2 weeks ago after he left work early saying he felt sick. Omar Villafranca is near Cunningham's home in Atlanta with more on this mystery. Omar, good morning.
Good morning. Timothy Cunningham is a disease detective with the CDC, deploying to public health hotspots to investigate viruses like Zika or Ebola.
Anyone that's into that, you know, it's all BS. It's just trying to promote the idea that Ebola and Zika are diseases caused by viruses, and we already are pretty sure on this platform that it's all BS. So,
well, your headline reading isn't going deep enough right now, so that's okay. And when the story came out, these are all the ones you're hearing now. To me, were cover stories. The first one came out just organic, I would think. And then it got little wheels, and so they had to go in there and put the fire out. That was my opinion.
Okay.
Of course, I could look deeper and look at it like you.
Yeah, well, anytime it's promoted in the mainstream media, it's probably fake. But I think it just promotes the virus myth. That's how I take it. Everything. I'm an auto hoaxer, as you know. And do you listen to IPS?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see what Tim Truth put out about the smoke plumes and stuff over there in the Ohio train thing compared to 2012?
No, I'm behind on the train stuff. I got a little bored with that story.
Well, it was a pretty good one. He just came out with it yesterday. I don't follow much either. I get tired with it too. But he goes and found a train that had the same thing. The PVC is whatever that plastic stuff's called
PVC, and polyvinyl chloride. Those are the pellets.
Yeah,
they
vinyl chloride.
Polyvinyl chloride is a plastic.
Yeah, they use it PVC pipes.
They use it for everything. Your car car is mostly PVC.
Okay. Anyway, so he found a train wreck in 2012 that the stuff shows that the gas is heavier than air. And they got people saying, what's going on? And he says, that's the whitest stuff they've ever seen. And how white and it was all blowing on the ground like fog. And then, of course, this new
could have been a fog machine.
Yeah, but also back then it could have been. And or there was, this one didn't have it at all. If the stuff is heavier than the air, it would go on the ground like fog.
Yeah. So Tim Truth is still working on that case, huh? Because I kind of put that one to bed. I'm kind of tired of it. I think we blew it apart. It was mostly just more promotion. Like I like his work on the idea that they're going to use it to maybe seize land by saying,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, I like that angle. That I think he's on the right track there, but I think the whole thing was just a replay of movie scenes that they created during the filming of that awful movie, White Noise. I think that's the cover story that they used to create all the footage. And
I knew it was phony. I know like that part. And I was just thinking just what you said. It was under the gas. We know it's not there. The people would have been dropping dead. It would have been a lot worse than it was. So it was just a scare tactic. And I like the land grab thing, just like you said.
Yeah. And they probably did light one of the props on fire. They probably filled it up with coal because coal burns black. So that would give a very strong video signal to everyone around that there's something burning. So that I believe. There are many props that can just scare the hell out of people. So just seeing billowing black smoke come out of an area, that could serve as a good scare prop for the people on board there. But
all right. Well, thank you for letting me talk, and I appreciate the information with that doctor, and I'm going to have something to watch tonight, that's for sure.
Well, enjoy, Harmon. Thanks for calling. And
How am I going to get my son to watch it?
You can only lead a horse to water. You can only do what you can do. I mean, unfortunately, everyone has free will, and you can just be satisfied knowing that you brought him the information, and if he chooses to not consume it, well, you've done your job. You've done all you can do. You can't force people. You can't force a thought into someone's brain, can you?
You can try.
Well, you can present it, but you can't beat the truth into people. They got to want it. And if they don't want it, then do they even deserve it if they don't want it? I don't think so.
So you mean the 2x4 therapy doesn't work?
Yeah, but what good would that do anyway? So if you use that therapy, then yeah, but then he still wouldn't get the message. You'd be dead. So yeah.
I know. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Buddy. All right. Thank you, Harmon. Good call.
Bye-bye.
There goes Harmon. And we've been going about an hour, so probably going to wrap it up now. There's quite a few videos I wanted to play tonight on FakeoTube. I didn't think there were 200 people watching this video, John versus Johnny Cerucci there, but make sure you watch that video. I really enjoyed that, and these guys actually were very civil to each other, so I think we're going to all talk again. So definitely come back and listen to that. And we've got quite a few videos on Nashville. That seems to have died off. I think the Trump show is going to take over tomorrow. My guess is they'll stretch that out probably for a year. It'll just be another OJ type trial. And I hope they've got good writers for that story, because I don't know how you're going to take such a boring story and stretch it out for a long period of time. So that'll be pathetic. That'll be pathetic, but it's going to keep your mind off what's going on. Skate and Destroy said something in the chat about Walmart in Minnesota nuts not taking cash. Well, that leads me to this video I was watching just before the show started. Where is it here? Who sent this to me? Let's see where it is. Okay, this guy. I've never heard of this guy here. This is Morris Investment, and he has a great microphone, by the way. Listen to his voice.
Forecasting negative GDP growth in the United States with a massive recession about to hit our shores. But in Russia, the opposite happened. The IMF is forecasting GDP growth in Russia, and the value of the Russian ruble has hit record highs. And then this week, the bomb dropped against the U.S. dollar.
Describing their talks, Putin said, "We are in favor of using the Chinese yuan for settlements between Russia and the countries of Asia, Africa, and Latin America." So, the world's second largest economy and its largest energy exporter.
I think, and Western allies then slapped massive sanctions.
It's a little bit like bringing...
accepting paper dollars. Many of you have emailed me.
So here, let me just go right to the beginning.
Self-inflicted, how arrogance, greed, and you'll be correct. Because in fewer than 24 hours, the United States dollar changes forever. Tomorrow, the first week of April, the Federal Reserve begins the rollout of their new central bank digital U.S. dollar. That's right. It's called the FedNow program, and it's going to replace your paper currency. Not overnight, but it's moving in that direction. And it will move the United States to a cashless society, a surveillance state where every transaction will be tracked and cataloged, where, as the Fed describes it, money that's in your account can even expire and become unusable. That's right, just like that Red Lobster gift card that you never used. One day you go and try to buy some popcorn shrimp and some Cheddar Bay biscuits, and the gift card doesn't even work anymore. gone. You can read how the Fed plans to use the expiring money right on the Fed's website. China's already doing it. We already have a template for it. And many U.S. government museums, national parks, historical sites are no longer accepting paper dollars. Many of you have emailed me about this. You've tried to go and actually use dollars at different locations. Sorry, we don't accept cash. Want to go visit the Wright Brothers Museum? Don't bring cash. You'll have to use digital currency. Want to go to Smithsonian?
So there you go. You're right. So it's happening faster and faster. I guess it's going to happen in the U.S. faster than anywhere else. So that's really interesting. Again, it leads me to talk about crypto. You go to fake11.com/epic1. Even if you don't think Epic Coin is the perfect coin, it's the privacy coin, you are going to need to learn how to find an alternative for value, because otherwise you will be using FedNow. And we know programmable money, track and trace, all kinds of limitations. So you're going to have to find another thing to use. And right now, Uncle Vigilante and Uncle Epic and I think that Epic Cash is the best thing. But otherwise, you'll be using FedNow. And if you don't want to lose your money, or you are uncertain as to where they're going to take FedNow, you may as well get a couple diversified places to plop your wealth, because whatever's coming is coming quickly, as that guy said. So I'll put a show note into this guy's show, Morris Invest. I'll put that into the show notes. FAK 700. That'll be show note number 3. All right, any closing comments? Let's take a peek here at the YouTube comments. Looks like we have 6 people on YouTube as well. And yeah, don't see a whole lot here in the YouTube chat. Most of the action was in the FakeoTube chat. And yeah, guys, just let me know further if FakeoTube is causing trouble for buffering. I don't have time to check from this end, but for sure, I'll let the developer know on that. Okay, on that note, tomorrow is, if you want to know what the schedule, the show schedule is, fakeologist.com/live. That is, where is that here? That is somewhere here. fakeologist.com/live. I guess I'll have to type it in. And that has our Google Calendar where we make note of our future guests. I don't think there are any future guests for the most part. It's a pretty blank calendar. We have every Tuesday, I have to put that back in, Uncle Vigilante. Every Thursday, an ounce of salt per day, or Frank's the Salt Guy. So far, April's pretty quiet. But we'll have to start booking a few people to come on. And yeah, there's the 2 p.m. I had with Johnny and Johnny. And you can put this calendar on top of your Google calendars as well. And that's about it for tonight. Remember, I don't know you're a listener unless you email me. Should get give a shout out to the latest donor, by the way. Almost forgot. Latest donor, as you can see here, is Lost Spider Phallus. Thank you so much, 7777. Thanks to you regular listeners. You guys keep the show going. Harmon is a donor as well. And thank you all for in the last month or two, all the donations. Frank the Salt Guy stepped up. Not only does he do audio chats, he does a regular show here, but he does help sponsor the broadcast. Thanks to all these donors above here, all these sustaining donors that pay every month. Thank you guys so much. You guys just set it and forget it. Very grateful for that. Appreciate that. And you can go to fakeologist.com/donate. And set a one-time or monthly gift or donation. You can use your credit card. You can use Epic Cash, Epic Pay, Bitcoin. You can send moolah in through the mail. You can use PayPal. You can use Patreon. But we prefer the top method right up here. So thank you guys all for joining. And we'll see you tomorrow with Uncle Epic. Yeah, Canley Stubrick. Yeah, maybe Eric777. Yeah, send him a message. If you guys want anyone on the show, just send them an email and tell them to contact me. I'm at fakeologist.com. I'll talk to anybody. As you know, when it comes to COVID, fakery, media deceptions, whatever, as long as it's somewhat related, we'll talk. Well, thanks everyone for supporting. I appreciate it. And don't forget.